This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly, chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. Mattress Firm, get 10% off with code MMANUTS10. Cruzy.com, get 10% off all products site-wide with code MMANUTS10. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 398.
398!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Gruth, that's my show. By our fans, for our fans, walk live between serious and ridiculous. We're coming to you from today.
As opposed to yesterday?
Yeah. Las Vegas, California.
Okay.
Thank you, Tito. That was Tito Ortiz at the press conference.
Yes.
Holy shit, was that cringeworthy. But
it was pretty bad.
Let's talk about that later.
Okay, thanks. Maybe not at all, even.
No, I'll talk about it later, because they have a poster out, but...
Yeah.
I want to start off by talking about a fucking shit that I don't like to watch. Well, I do like to watch, but I don't like to watch it anymore. Boxing!
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, gang rape horse porn.
All the time with this guy. You can't... It's like him, Cox... Grape juice, whatever gets in his way. The G-rape.
Oh, G-rape. The G-rape. I'll take the rapist for 400, Alex.
That's therapist, my friend. Oh. Listen, friend. I need a drink. We're going to play this game.
I ran out of beer. That's okay. I don't need any more.
You can go up and
No, I'm fine. I don't want to get any more
beer. I'm going to be a little long-winded in this. So we have the Triple G versus Canelo rematch. Mm-hmm. And this fight was just as good as the first one we had, but maybe even a little better. And let me start by saying it's too bad that I think they have three fights on the undercard. All of them get finished right away. So they have a fucking hour and a half wait between the undercard and the main card.
What do they do for that time?
Oh, my God. So I'm just thinking about how uncomfortable that would be to be a fan, because you know how bad it is at, like, a Bellator or UFC when you're sitting there for 20 minutes going, fuck, please, somebody do something.
Yep.
Hour and a half. So first we start talking about, and this is one of the things that's raising a red flag, is how valid the judges are. Like, how many controversial decisions have each of these judges? Like, why are we talking about how valid the judges are and we haven't even had a decision in this fight? I mean, I know the first fight went to a draw, and it was a pretty clear one-sided fight that Triple G won, and the judges scored a draw. This fight, like, I guess I should just say who I thought. I thought Triple G won again, and he gets a... No, he loses, and... Canelo gets a majority decision win, so that's going on.
But I saw the highlights, Matt. You look like he won decidedly.
You like Pete, our friend Pete, who said, oh, my God, he looked like he totally... Well, he did good early. He came forward a lot, and Triple G looked like he was fading at points, but then he came back strong, and he landed the harder and cleaner shots. I counted four... I take my significant shots to another level, like... Four holy fuck shots.
Ooh.
He had four of those compared to Canelo's one.
Okay.
And he outlanded him. I thought he was the more dominant fighter. Mm. And when you look at the media scores for the fight, I think it was like 49. Was there like a Reddit post for this? There were 49 people that they looked at. They were in the media. 40 of them thought Triple G won. 17 thought it was a draw. And 2 picked it for Canelo.
Okay.
And 1,770 plus fans gave their thoughts. And they scored it like 116 to 113 for Triple G. So it was pretty clear across the board. I mean, I'm not going to throw a shit fit this time. I thought the other one was more egregious to have a draw. This one, I still thought it was Triple G. I mean, I've fucking watched fights for goddamn 30 plus years. I'm pretty sure I know who won, who lost the fight. Triple G won that fight. He got fucking hosed again, and after the fight, he just basically walked out of the ring and was like, I'm not taking an interview.
Why would he?
He's done.
Yeah.
And I feel it's a case of you have a guy who's 36 in Triple G, and I think Canelo is 28. Yeah. It feels like a passing of the torch in both the fights. They tried to do it the first time, but it was so one-sided. I think the only way they could have get away with it was have a Adelaide Bird, and then you get the draw.
Yes.
And then this time, we're like, well, it's close enough. I had Triple G winning by two rounds, but, you know, somehow he magically wins this fight. So some of the weird things watching this fight, too, is I don't know why in boxing, and I was talking to Keith about this, they were so fascinated with the body shots. Like, oh, my God, Triple G is not throwing body shots. And they're making it sound like a body shot is worth, like, one landed body shot is worth 10 landed headshots. That's the way they were talking about it. Like, it's not. It's fucking just not. I mean, it's a strategy. It's a similar in MMA because I would want to attack multiple levels, right? You want to attack the head. You want to attack their body. You want to attack low. Top, bottom, or top, middle,
like
low.
The balls.
They're mixing it up. So you're disconnecting the other person's brain. So I could see what they were saying as far as Triple G and his balls is that Triple G wasn't mixing it up as much, so Canelo could avoid more and just know, I only have to avoid head strikes because Triple G, maybe he threw double-digit body shots the whole fight. The announcers were trying to say he only threw, like, six. I'm like, I counted fucking six in one round.
Okay.
So we're getting this biased view. Like, everybody is just selling the bullshit. Like, the announcers...
Wolf tickets!
Pre-fight, we're saying all this bullshit. Even the... I forgot who was scoring that during the fight, the HBO guy. He scored it for Triple G. But then afterwards, everyone's like, oh, it's a win for Canelo. Win for Canelo. Like, man, this is exactly why I stopped watching boxing.
Yeah.
Because it's one guy won, they picked the other one, and then it's like fucking shenanigans afterwards. So as I move along, I'm trying to find, I just saw this Golden Boy promotion put out a letter from Oscar De La Hoya defending the decision.
Was he wearing fishnets?
Maybe. I might beat off to that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm trying to, I don't want to read this whole thing, but he's basically saying a bunch of bullshit, and maybe I'll post it, because they're saying that Canelo didn't fight Mexican enough in the first fight. He was repeatedly ravaged for two positive drug tests of clenbuterol. But that's a common occurrence in Mexico, because contamination of beef. He was saddled with a judge's scorecard a year ago that he had nothing to do with. And it's like, defend. And what else? Golden Boy paid the judges to fix the fight was a common thing, and then he's got a paragraph to defend it. Golovkin landed more punches and therefore should have won the fight, paragraph to defend it. And then someone's statement that he doesn't know if Golovkin can win a decision in Las Vegas. Defend, fake news, and then look at Celebrity Row, and blah, blah, blah. So this does not sound fishy, like, when I'm laying all this out, like, you defend the judges ahead of time, you look at the media scores, this has happened twice in a row, you got an older fighter versus younger fighter, and now you have Golden Boy putting out this bullshit, which I'll post the link so everyone could read it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard or seen this kind of bullshit before.
It's normal.
Oh, yeah, it's totally normal.
That's why I don't watch boxing.
Well, that's what I was saying there.
It literally doesn't even fucking matter. So even on the local circuit, we saw this bullshit in Chicago at like a barely pro fight. Yeah. Same shit. This is what happens. Guys have like records of 40-0. Yeah, he's fought like one guy that has a record. Everybody else is like it's ridiculous. Right. Boxing is such a load of shit. That's it's stupid. They're making the sport look even worse. I saw the highlights. I clearly believe Canelo won.
Well, that's the thing.
Clearly,
after the fight, what do they want to show? Let's show every hard shot that Canelo lands.
It looked like he destroyed him.
And
yeah, that's funny.
It's it's total fake news. This is total bullshit to the, like, the level. Yeah. And this is, you know, back in the day, I used to watch boxing all the time. I mean, as a kid, it was
all there was.
Like, wide world of sports, Sunday night, I think.
Front Sunday night, then we have Friday night fights or something.
Yeah,
or
so
Thursday night, whatever it was.
It was the big thing to watch was boxing back then. And then there was, I remember in college, the fight that I watched that turned me off of boxing was Julio Cesar Chavez versus Pernell Whitaker, where Whitaker clearly won the fight. Mm-hmm. I gave it to Chavez. I'm like, done.
That's it.
Done. And then I went to hockey. Hockey. They got fights.
They stopped fighting, though.
Yeah. Well, now everyone's got CTE. They don't want to fight anymore. So let's get out of that. Let's talk about the UFC. Did you have some shit to show me?
Well, I wanted to. So, Herb Dean, you know. Okay, so I want.
He is the best ref in the business.
I would like to get your opinion on this. CB Dolloway.
Okay.
What happened here? CB Dolloway versus Murtaza Zaliev. So we're in, you know, the first round. I'm sorry, second round. And
no, you have a minute.
It's about a minute left, and there's like, I count like 100 some strikes that were landed.
So right now, he's just kind of in top control. Away.
Doing the whole turtle thing, you know.
Yeah, he's kind of on his side.
Do you consider this intelligently defending yourself?
He's moving.
So I
approve of the dead fish defense here.
Defense.
He's like flopping around. Carp. See, when you give up your back like that.
He's give up his back. He's got his hand like this. He's sprawled out. He's just laying down. Herb's like, you cool? Carry on.
He's fine.
There was at some point where Murtaza Zaliev looks at Herb and he's like, oh, keep going. What's going on?
7, 8, 9. That's intelligently defending
he's,
yourself.
Still not
you're
stopping.
Laying there. As long as he's got his hands over his head. Intelligent defense. Yeah. Herb Dean, best in the business.
I feel like Herb, whatever you want to call it, he's like so hot and cold. Sometimes he's the guy. Wasn't he the guy who let the shit go with
Chuck Conno and Pat Barrett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll do this.
I think he's got a grudge against people.
And then sometimes he'll be like, it's over. And you might. It might be that. Maybe it's personal. Maybe CB pissed him off.
Like, oh, guess he's going to take 100 extra blows this
fight. It's you fucking guy. So I don't know. I feel like it was stopped about 45 seconds too late. Somebody should do something.
I don't know. I like things to be definitive.
Okay, like the Holocaust? Is that what you're
saying? Hey, listen, Hitler.
If you're going to kill
the
Jews,
German,
well, kill all of them.
Me.
Like, don't just kill one.
I want
one.
Things to be definitive,
all right? Oh, my God.
I need to know. I'd rather him get hit 100 extra times than not enough, right?
Oh, my God. I'm going to send this
you
to
don't
you.
Leave it. Don't leave it to go to the judges, right?
Well, there was no chance that was going anywhere.
I can't post that, but it's all good.
You can't post what?
Whatever video you're
the
sending.
The Holocaust?
Right.
Don't post that.
Do you believe
in the Holocaust?
Are you a flat earther?
No.
Okay.
That's some bullshit, man.
Moving right along. Hunt versus Oleinik. Yeah. I'll just say this. Hunt was the favorite.
Heavy favorite.
I wanted to bet against him because I knew Oleinik was going to win, but I can't do that to bet against my boy.
Ah.
You know, that's blasphemy.
My boy, Blue.
So he gets fucking. Well, at least he didn't get that goddamn easy kill choke on him.
Point.
So he got what rear naked choked first round, and what the fuck was it? I gotta pull up some video. You know, Mark Hunt was pretty salty because there was some shit going down. Like he posted a video, and I didn't quite understand.
It was salty.
Yeah, like a Rockhold.
Why is he so salty, man?
Hey, what's up, Fabrice Verdum and Wanderlei Silva? Hey, guess what? We're working here. Oh, shit. You got no job, motherfucker? Enjoy the favelas, bitch.
Oh, he's bitter because Verdum got
busted. What's going on?
USADA violation Trenbolone.
What is that?
It's an anabolic steroid.
Sounds like something the gays use.
I said steroid. I'm getting it.
You're getting my disease.
It's rubbing
off.
You're
sitting too close.
Right.
Maybe it's the goddamn smelling salts.
It could be. My brain feels like it's fucked up right now. Maybe it's that. It was one of the drugs that's permanently banned. And he claims he was framed, of course. But, I mean, 2 years, buddy. 2 years.
Well, when he's, what, 41?
Yeah, I think he's probably done fighting in the UFC.
Well, yeah, he could hopefully get a release, right?
Yeah, I think he'll go to Bellator. But, yeah, Hunt is very, 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 very salty at all these guys he's had to fight that have at some one point or another tested positive for steroids.
Mike Bond tweeted out, he said, Mark Hunt has had 10 opponents who have failed a drug test at some point in their career. I mean, it's probably between him and Bisping. I think Hunt is ahead of that pack. But
what does that say about the heavyweight division, though?
90%. Well, back in the day, I would have said 90% of everybody is on some shit before USADA got into the game. But
yeah,
even with USADA, it's depending. They always want to go after the bigger names.
Of course.
I don't know. Well, Fabricio is a former champion.
He is.
It's tough.
And he also threw a boomerang at somebody.
Yeah. And then Mark Hunt, like, fucking said some more shit. I don't know. Like, this is on Instagram. It says, you're not following Daddy. This is Verdum talking. Verdum on Instagram. When Daddy sees you, I'm going to knock you out again. Like, talking shit to Mark Hunt. Maybe it was in response to that video. And then Mark says, Daddy doesn't have a job anymore because Daddy sticks needles in his stupid ass. Enjoy working at the petrol station, you rat fuck.
I like it. I like it how he calls it the petrol station.
Yeah. Well, I think it's different in
Aussie.
Yeah. So you need the toilets flush counterclockwise on the other side of the world.
Yeah, I was having this conversation with somebody the other day. How far is Australia? Is it 24-hour time difference?
I don't know time-wise, but flight-wise, take a flight there. Good luck with that.
It's 1 day away, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't want that flight. And you need those sleeper airplanes, like a sleeper cell.
Sleeper cell airplane? What the fuck?
I don't know what you're talking about. I think you're a terrorist. Or
like hey, now, I only blow up women and children.
Ooh, those are the best.
Right.
How can you kill innocent women and children?
It's easy.
It's easy. You just don't need them as much. Get some. Get some. Brrrah,
brrrah. Full Metal Jacket, yes.
Yeah. You know what's crazy?
What?
That's what my dad's job was in the war.
Really?
In Vietnam. He was a chopper gunner, like that was him.
Wow,
that probably explains some shit.
I was gonna say that makes sense.
Probably explains some shit. I'm just saying.
Wow. Wow. Okay. What are you doing? You sticking smelling salts?
No, it's crying. That's a fake crying.
Oh, okay.
Like a PTSD.
I'm not sure what's happening. I think he's literally stroking out on the show.
Hey, whatever. You know, whatever. Is he here and over there?
Just keep filming.
Recollect. See, Michael Chiesa filed a lawsuit against Conor McGregor.
No, for what? Yeah. Oh, for the whole
that bullshit. I'm just waiting to see how many more, because you've got him sitting out there, Ray Borg, who had a legitimate eye injury, Rose Namajunas, who's so shook,
emotionally
I can't leave my house.
Wounded, yes, shook.
Yeah, which could be true. I don't mean to make fun of her, but it just sounds weird to be a fighter and is everything just going to get settled out of court at this point?
Yes, I don't think he'll do any time. He'll barely pay any money.
Yeah, he's not doing time. I think that the criminal got taken care of, but civilly he's going to pay. I don't know what that's going to cost him per person, but when you've made $100 million, he could probably afford to pay each of them
$100,000. Yeah.
He'll probably nickel and dime him down.
I know where you're going with this.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Yes, I do.
Listen.
You will not bait me, sir.
Ingo, there's no chinks in my armor, okay?
No, that's not going to work this time.
I know. I'm just telling you. Got anything else before I go down another path?
Well, related to that?
No.
Just any path?
Yeah. Wherever you want to go.
Well, I would like to make a case for you, sir.
Okay.
To install
I like cases.
A pole in the UFC cage. Here's why. Look at this.
It's a little slip-a-doodle.
A little slip-a-doodle move. Little around the polio.
Dipsy-doo.
With the right.
Hello, you.
Cross, hook, whatever you want to call it. Cigarette hook. In mouth. Uh-huh. I see this Conor McGregor pulling some shit like this. Oh, you want to fuck me up? Bam! No, you don't.
I like how you pointed out. The cigarette stays in the mouth. That's a consummate professional right there.
Good to know. I might use this in a fight if I ever get in a fight. Look for the nearest pole.
I'm never throwing a left hook in a fight. Well, I take that back. I have thrown one. It wasn't my first choice.
You've never thrown a left hook?
I have.
Forward
this.
When a right hand hasn't knocked someone out, I had to throw a left hook. And that took care of business. So anyways, you see Bellator striking first. Strike first, strike hard, strike often. No mercy!
Cobra Kai!
Do or die! Season 2 is coming out at some point. Bellator, first to make it to fucking Hawaii. December 15th. It's cool and shit because it's literally 12 days before I'm going on vacation to Hawaii. And I told my family, have this happen when we're out there. It's like, we're all fucking going. Because Bellator has a female champion. So that's why they're doing it. Probably despite the UFC.
Oh, yeah.
And Machida is fighting on that card, and they also just announced today King Mo versus Liam McGarry.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I forgot, we were talking pre-show of why hasn't the UFC been there, and I want to say they're trying to charge the state of Hawaii for the UFC to come there. Well, you got to pay us for the right for us to come out there.
Totally makes sense.
It's horseshit.
They're the best ticket in town. Pay us our money.
I don't know if it's the best ticket in town. I think Bellator is pretty comparable at this point.
I'm saying that's what they think.
Yeah.
So
the shit don't stink.
Right. Bellator is making a case slowly but surely. I'm so happy to hear this.
I love it.
I think it's great.
I would have liked, what is that like to see a MMA fight, like a legit MMA fight, in fucking Hawaii?
It's literally a week before.
It's 12 days. Yeah.
Oh, too bad. I was going to say you should just
I can't change it. Anything. Because it's like school with the kids, so you got to wait for Christmas break and after Christmas. So
that makes sense.
The fucking flights aren't cheap. It's not like one of those. Like, let's just go.
Let's cruise, baby.
Yeah.
When are we going to Amsterdam?
Pick a date.
You tell me when. Go. How long do
when's the best, I guess, an Amsterdam question is, when's the best time to go out there?
When is the best time?
To go to Amsterdam's.
To go to Amsterdam. Oh, there it goes. Best time of year is between April and May or September and November.
Next year is probably better.
That's what it says. Next year?
Yeah.
Say we go right now.
Literally. Now. Stat. That's what stat means.
Stat means right now.
Right fucking now.
That means?
Yeah.
Something to consider. I don't know about Amsterdam. That's maybe not my first pick.
I gave you a passport. It's a lot of work.
I have one. But, yeah, maybe not Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Go to somewhere. We need to go somewhere.
Somewhere.
And we should take a camera crew or just a camera.
Something.
Something. Get it on tape.
Yes. What else you got?
Me? I'm good.
Uriah Faber. You know, we were talking about the Sage Northcutt and that Logan Paul fight.
Yes, sir.
So Faber came out and said he thinks it's a smart financial move for the boy to make that happen. And he was saying that Paul finished fifth in the state of Ohio for wrestling at 184 pounds. That's Division One. So he actually is a legitimate wrestler. Wow. So he has that plus boxing. Obviously, he's going to favor Sage because he's his boy, but like we talk about that, right? It's, if you're a free agent and you could do that, shouldn't that be your choice? I mean,
why not?
Just tell the UFC, listen, I'm going to resign, but I got to get fucking paid. Or, because, yeah. I mean, he's better off not going the Conor McGregor route, right? Because Conor had to, even though he got $100 million, fucking UFC probably got $50 million.
Yes.
You know? There was some deal worked out where he could just be a complete free agent and say, I'll see you in a few months, UFC, get that money, and then come back. So he gets he can not double dip, but he gets the best of both worlds.
I agree. I like it.
And I forgot what Faber was doing. I think he's in some grappling match where he has the potential, I think, if he wins, there may be a match versus Uriah Faber versus Josh Barnett.
What?
Yeah. There's crazy. What is it? Was it a Sakuraba? I forget who it is. There's like, it's like team versus team. It's like a five versus five. I don't think it's all at once, but I think it's some sort of a tournament and each guy competes and I don't know. I think you could have Faber versus Barnett. I could be talking out my ass. I don't know.
His leg weighs as much as Faber does. It's crazy.
Because didn't Barnett submit Lister when they had that grappling match a while ago?
Sounds correct.
Yeah.
But Dean Lister's like over 200 pounds.
I know, and but you would think that Lister would have been the guy to submit Barnett.
Ah.
Because he had never been submitted, I thought.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, not really. Yeah. It's, but Uriah Faber's like half of their size.
I know. What the fuck? I see it. I like the weird shit.
It's weirdness.
So we talk about the weird shit. I read an article about, you know, we were talking about Hendrix a few weeks ago retiring. I said, it'll be back. So they announced that there's going to be a bare knuckle boxing match with Hendrix and Bellator welterweight, or former Bellator welterweight. I don't know if he's still there. Brendan Ward. And ooh, it's going to be in a World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation, not the... I don't like having two somewhat similar names because you have... Bare Knuckle Boxing Championship, and you have the World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation. Okay, so it's looking like a November 9th thing. Are you surprised that you have Hendrix coming back for...
Is there a weight class?
I'm assuming heavyweight.
Okay.
Yeah, or open weight.
I'm not surprised.
Johnny Hendrix weight, like whatever you want to fucking call it.
He can just be himself. I'm sure he's all for it. And they don't drug test.
No, I doubt it. But and how about the trend? Because it seems that we're getting more and more guys. We just had, you know, the last bare knuckle boxing. You had Chris Lytle, Beck Rawlings, Charles Felony Bennett. Who else was in there? That first one, I forget. Mm. Joey Beltran.
Yes.
So you're having a lot of...
An executioner.
This executioner.
Executioner.
Yeah. Both... But you're having all these guys coming over now. And then who else? Chris Lieben and is the other guy? Who's Lieben fighting?
I don't know.
Phil Baroni.
That's it.
That's happened. I think that's happened on the same event. Okay. So, like, I don't know what the money is, but maybe...
Might be okay.
It's got to be somewhat decent for these guys to get in it.
Yeah.
And I like this trend. I hope we go more. Yeah. I love the bare knuckle shit.
Yeah.
This is raw.
It's back to the old days.
Yes.
Maybe that's what the fighters like about it.
Yeah.
All the bullshit is out of it.
Because Hendrix was saying, like, I don't have to worry about takedowns, knees, elbows, bullshit. I just get to display my boxing. Like, I don't remember him having great boxing. I just remember a good overhead left.
Well, he still has that, and he has the cardio.
And drugs.
If he's on the drugs.
Right.
And he can eat and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he comes out all, like, tubby.
Hey, heavyweight Johnny Hendrix, and if he could just throw left hands... Bare knuckle?
Okay.
I like it. I want to see more of that.
Sure.
Did you see the poster for... We were talking about Chuck versus Tito 3. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, man. Got that look in his eye. Good Chuck boy
looks,
promotion.
He looks crazy.
God damn. Fucking man in the pantyhose is everywhere.
Crazy. Are they both really that jacked? I don't know.
Yeah. This is no Photoshop.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, that's what they said when they put the poster out.
I don't know, man.
No Photoshop. Okay. Well, they don't have to be they're not drug tested right now.
Ah.
He's, what, 51, right, Liddell?
Doesn't look like it.
Oh.
Got that Sylvester Stallone-looking thing going on.
And Tito, wow. I don't understand how a guy who's been in the game for, fuck, I don't know, a long time, 90s.
20 years?
20
years.
Yeah. How is he not comfortable in front of a fucking camera at this point in his career?
He's got social anxiety, probably, man.
Well, take some drugs for that. Might like, or weed.
He'll be stupid.
Get high.
His brain is cracked, Matt. He's got a cracked brain.
He was very nice. I ran into him in Vegas at 4 a.m. once in the middle of, what hotel was it? Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
He was with some chick. Like, Tito! I'm fucking wasted. It's 4 in the morning. Like, let me get a picture. Like, yeah, cool. He stops and I, whatever. This was early 2000s, you know. And I don't even think he might have been taking a break from the UFC, but.
Okay, and he was nice enough to get a photo?
Yeah, he's like, hey, cool.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, it was nice. But, I mean, his interviews are so cringeworthy.
Yeah, he's not good with that. He's got to work on his skills. Or just not
just
do them
don't
anymore.
Talk. I don't know. I don't know if it's CTE or what, but
is he gonna beat him into a living death?
Oh, it's Ken Shamrock.
Wow, but I'm
saying, I like it.
I'm bringing the old school back.
I like it. He's only, is he going to start fighting now?
Didn't Ken Shamrock say that to Tito?
Yeah. And he laughed at him. He kicked the fucking chair. Yeah. Maybe Tito should just be the responder and not the initiator.
Maybe.
There was other shit he said, too. Because he, what was it, 2 weeks ago? He was like, I train 3 days a week, every 3 days, and then 2 days I train every 1 day. Like, man, you're not making a good case for yourself. Because even when you're, I think that was just him talking to a camera himself. Yes. Maybe it's just he got a camera anxiety because it wasn't an interview.
Yes.
And then he came out and tried to correct it, and he still fucked it up, so.
Yeah, he doesn't like cameras, man. After 20 years, still scared. But not scared in a cage. Weird. Don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it. Last thing I have, dude, Tyron Woodley came out with a rap single. Says, I beat your ass. Featuring Wiz Khalifa. Maybe the worst song I've ever heard.
Really?
You want to hear how it goes?
Sure.
I beat your ass. I beat your ass. I beat your ass. N-Wood, I'm the greatest of all time. N-Wood, beat your ass.
What's N-Wood mean?
N-Word.
Oh, N-Word. Oh.
All right. N-Wood. Is that better?
Does he actually say N-word?
No, he literally says that.
He actually says the N-word?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, dude. 70%. And whatever else he's throwing out. Greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And the weird thing was, when I was searching this song out, there was another band that sang the same song, like 12 years ago.
You just did it.
What?
It just happened.
What'd I say?
You sang the same song.
They sang the same song.
Yeah, you did. That's so hilarious. I think it's the smelling salts.
No, I think it's my brain works faster than my mouth.
Possible.
I can't. I'm telling them, there's a disconnect between my brain and my mouth where I see what I want to say, and then I try to send it from my brain to my mouth, and then some shit goes on. Like, it doesn't work. But sometimes it's just super funny, whatever comes out. You just got to roll. Roll with the punches. I would like to play this song on here, but I feel like that YouTube is such a cunt that they'll shut us down instantly playing the song.
Is it a copyrighted? Is it on iTunes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you better not.
So bad.
Go to the...
Go check it out.
Google search. Tyron Woodley song about the N-word.
I'll beat your ass.
And actually type in the N-word.
Eat your ass.
Eat your ass.
Okay.
I'll smoke some grass and eat your ass.
Sweet.
Because I'm like something.
Super fast.
Super fast. Up in your ass.
That's all it is. Up in your ass. I'll super fast beat your ass.
Beat your ass.
N-word.
So I wonder if Tyron thought he would be cooler because he made a rap song. And that would give him some sort of an edge.
He needs street cred.
Yeah. He should just, he needs to hang out with the Diaz brothers if he wants street cred. It's rubbing off.
I know. You like it?
I don't know. It's weird. I'm having the same problem now. Yeah. I don't buy it. Whatever. Fuck that song.
All right. Let's do some ass and nuts. Jaron Christensen asks, he says, people are saying Woodley is one of the greatest welterweights ever. Would he stand a chance versus GSP or Hughes in their prime?
I would say Hughes, yes. Because I don't think Hughes had very great, good striking overall. I don't think he was that great.
No, he was more of, he wanted to take you down and pound you out.
Yeah, and Tyron was extremely fast. GSP, though, I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
GSP will game plan you to death.
Yeah.
In his prime...
And he's very athletic. He's explosive. He's got that ridiculous takedown, which he gets from all kinds of weird angles. I don't know, man. That's a tough fight for Woodley. Tough fight for GSP, too, because Woodley's got some killer stand-up. But, George is too smart for him.
He'll put him on his ass the whole fight.
Yeah.
And probably submit him. Yeah. That was his new game.
Yep.
And then what is Tyron Woodley's place among the welterweights all time? I would say he's behind GSP... He's behind Matt Hughes, Carlos Newton, Johnny Hendricks, Robbie Lawler, Matt Serra, Pat Miletich. Were there any other fucking welterweight champions? I think I got them all. I think there were seven. So I'd say Woodley is dead last.
I put him at 4. I agree with
that. You think Woodley is better than Matt Serra?
Yes.
Fuck that. Yeah. Matt Serra is better.
I give you GSP. I give you...
I can't say that.
What?
Did I say BJ Penn?
Yeah. Come okay. on now. I give you GSP. I give you Matt
Hughes. You say he's better than BJ Penn?
No. I'm saying...
Okay.
GSP, Matt Hughes. Oh, yeah. Is he better than BJ Penn?
As a welterweight champion?
Yes.
Yeah. Like all-time welterweights.
Yeah.
Woodley's better than Penn.
I think so.
I put him dead last.
Okay. You just don't like him. Are you... Sounds very racist, Matt.
I don't know. He might beat my ace.
Well, N-word to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks. It's well-deserved. What UFC fighters, past and present, are the best at avoiding damage throughout their career?
I'd say GSP was the greatest at it until the last couple of fights.
Yeah, he was Yeah, he was good into that.
Yeah, he had the last couple of fights took a ton of damage.
I think John Jones, he's pretty good. He doesn't take a lot. Anderson Silva
was amazing at it till the last couple
till
of
the
fights.
End. But I think that's tough when your style relies on avoidance. When speed goes with your age, you're gonna start getting hit more.
Yeah.
I think it's like in those three.
Yep.
Stephen Pauling, what are the best and worst things to happen to the UFC? I would say the Ultimate Fighter show fills both those slots. When it first came out,
yes,
and
the best
to now.
That's the worst thing.
What
Obviously,
else is good?
The whole destruction of the individuality of the fighters.
Bad.
Horrible. You know.
What else is good? I like the Contender Series. I think that was really good.
You like that?
Reebok uniforms, lost sponsorship. I think that goes into your category of the individuality.
Uh-huh. Bad. What else is good?
That's what's hard. I think the ring card girls, bad. EA UFC, bad. What else?
Conor McGregor, good.
The UFC, when they lost their soul, that's bad. I don't know if I had a hard time thinking about like what is the Good. Best thing to happen to the UFC.
Hard to say. I don't think too much good stuff has happened really.
Of late, no. Initially, yeah. Yes. If you could see one fight happen with Pride rules, what two fighters would you pick to fight?
I know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, it's a fucking given. Yeah. Cyborg and Ronda Rousey.
It's one. I was gonna go more Michael Bisping, like. John Jones or Mark Hunt, something along those lines.
Oh yeah, we don't have to adhere to fucking. We can go open weight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If I go Pride rules, it could be open weight. Who do I want to see? Oh, I like Brock Lesnar and Dominic Cruz with Pride rules. That'd be interesting because can Brock get his hands on him?
I don't think he can.
I don't know. So. He's got to get a takedown because standing is sippy a lot of. Fuck. Beep, 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 beep. Is there anything the UFC could do to make it as interesting as it was at the prime of the company?
Yeah, let the fighters have their individuality back. Let them have sponsors. Let them wear their own shorts. Get some own marketing, advertising, all that stuff. Stop making everything so boring.
Bare knuckle, Pride rules, smaller cage, thicker ring card girls.
Like how thick?
Like super thick.
Big old, juicy, everything.
5'2". Well, no, taller than that, but 36, 24, 36, only if she's 5'3".
Is that how the song goes?
Baby got back. Yeah. What else? I want the cage to adjust based on the weight and the lack of activity in there. So the smaller guys, smaller cage. Mm-hmm. The bigger guys start. It's all, everything's smaller, but if the activity is shit, cage just shrinks.
Ooh.
And shrinks and shrinks. It forces it. I want wet t-shirt contests between fights. If I have to sit there for 20 minutes... Put some fucking titties and ass in the ring, the Octagon.
Okay. All right.
one-night tournaments.
Ooh, I like that one.
How about stack pay-per-views at $29 instead of fucking $64.99 for some watered-down bullshit?
I can't afford that.
We're going to give you Conor McGregor, Khabib Nurmagomedov. We're going to give you Anthony Pettis and Tony Ferguson. $64.99. And
you're going to pay happily.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. it's like one of those ones you just bet. I'm surprised they actually haven't raised the price. Yeah. Don't get any ideas. You
watch, here it comes $79.99.
Well, they do that. They do it like the last time I fought. I thought they raised the price, and then
we started at like $49, didn't we? And now we're all the way up to
$64.99, I think. And then you wonder why people aren't buying. They don't care at this point, but it's still for the consumer. It's so much to pay.
Yeah, I agree. Too much money.
Yeah.
Smelling salt. Really.
We're almost good. Andre Hunter asks, he just says, Cyborg Nation!
Yeah, you haven't talked about her in a while. What's up with that?
She's fighting Amanda Nunes in December.
Are you still in love with her?
Yes. Okay. I have man love for her.
You have man love. This is a quiet, like, calm man love now?
Well, Mackenzie Dern had kind of replaced her. So, yeah. Mm. She got super thick for the last fight. I didn't like it that thick, but. I like it thick. Okay. And Cyborg was talking some shit on Amanda, saying they're basically fighting for the rights for Brazil to be the Brazil champion because Amanda basically sold out and somehow she doesn't represent Brazil's in the eyes of a fucking shit going on over here.
What happened to her?
I don't know. We'll just blow out the monitor.
Did it die?
Let's turn it off. Hey,
good night.
That. Thanks for plans. Who knows? We're at the end. And then Rodrigo Machado closes out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Grape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather tattoo freckles on your face or shave all your body hair?
I'll shave my body hair.
Yeah.
Grow back.
Exactly. Even my eyeballs. Yeah. Would you rather eat one ghost pepper or every kind of cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory?
Is that even a question?
A fucking ghost pepper.
What?
I will die if I eat every cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. I know what that pain is. I don't need to be shitting for 7 days straight.
I won't be shitting.
Throwing up shit.
Fucking to eat all the cheesecake in
I
the
eat
whole
that
place.
Ghost pepper and burn my ulcers out. Learn those bitches.
What if that's all you needed to fix your gluten intolerance?
Was what?
Just to burn your intestines with the ghost pepper.
Okay. I would do that.
That's all you need.
I like spicy.
That's not spicy. That's like death.
The only problem I don't like is when you eat something super spicy, then you shit it out and your asshole is on fire worse than your mouth was.
Right.
And that's a burn you can't quite fix. Can you pour milk on your asshole?
No.
Do they have a milk suppository?
You can get a bidet.
Ooh, I like
your
that.
Asshole.
Have you ever used one?
I have.
It's fucking sweet.
Great.
They had them in Vegas when we stayed in the high-end fucking hotels with like two bathrooms and a damn room bigger than my house. What are you going to do? Would you rather poop in front of strangers or live stream going to the bathroom?
Care about either one. What do you mean?
I don't know. Poop in front of strangers.
I'll live stream. At least I'll be alone.
Well, only millions of people will see you.
I don't care about that. I'll feel like I'm alone.
I'd rather poop in front of strangers so I can make faces at them.
This reminds me of episode of Black Mirror.
But I want to be like holding a pole and be outside.
Frozen to the
like
bowl.
Angry, grunting at people like that guy who's doing that. Left hook, but I do that, but I'm shitting as I'm spinning and throwing left hooks randomly at homeless guys. You want $5? Eat the shit and take a left hook.
Turds.
Take the left hook.
Pick up the turds and hit them
with it. Yeah, like a monkey. Elon's into that shit. Yeah. Fuck, marry, kill, celebrity edition number 15. I'm glad you're keeping track. I'm not keeping track anymore. I'm just looking at that red dot. Does it look like it's on the monitor? But it's on the camera. That's weird. That's for record.
Yeah, it's for recording. We are still recording.
Yeah. So first we have Allie Landry.
I'm not
Brooklyn Decker, who has no ass. It's completely flat.
She's all hip. Holy moly.
Okay. And then Hillary Fisher, who looks like about 12. And I could, she's like a naked model. It was really hard to find a picture of this lady with clothes on.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to kill the last one. I'm going to fuck the one in the middle just because she's got a lot of hip. Mm-hmm. I'll marry the first one.
I will agree with this. I will marry, fuck her, and kill both her and the last one.
Breaking the rules. Breaking the rules. They,
like, their bodies are just not good. Like, they're too skinny. I like meat on the bone.
I like a meat.
Meat on the bone.
But hips, it's nice if they have nice hips.
Yes. Childbearing. Or something.
Or something to hold on to.
Right. No? Yes. You have any knowledge?
Well, I have. Well, I do kind of.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I mentioned Black Mirror, the show, a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really into this. I started watching more episodes.
What channel is that on?
I watch it on Netflix, but I think it's around. I think Amazon has some. But it's like, it's kind of like the Twilight Zone of the current gen. It's pretty weird. They put weird technology shit on there. I'm into it. There was an episode kind of like what you just described. A guy got
taking a shit outside, pulled out of a hose, winging left hooks at homeless
before
people.
Before that, rewind a little further, where he was whacking off and they recorded him and then they made him do all this shit. And I don't want to give away anything else, but he should have done what you do, which is cover up all the cameras because they caught him whacking off on his home computer. Yes. And he was freaking out because they were going to, if he didn't do what they said, they were going to send it to everyone on his contact list. It was a video whacking off. And somebody asked me, like, wouldn't that, I'm like, I don't care. Like, what about,
who doesn't?
Well, I don't know. That would go to your mom and shit too.
But what?
Like, oh, mom, I'm whacking off.
Like, again. Only do it twice a day. No big deal.
Twice a day, holy shit.
Okay. No, no. Not anymore. only four times.
This week, it's only four times. Today.
Four.
Okay.
Yeah, you're there.
That's my knowledge. What do you got?
Well, I saw they had some German boxing. I didn't know how they did this over in Germany. Like, to see. Okay. There's no Scheiße. Okay? Like, no Scheiße! For the Kaiser!
I'm raising myself here.
No, it's apparently one guy wears roller skates over there.
Is he really wearing roller skates?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why is he wearing roller skates?
I don't know!
Is he the better fighter?
Probably. You gotta disadvantage him a little. He doesn't look super skilled, though.
Well, it's hard to be skilled.
He's eating shit.
Did he just KO that guy? Oh.
They only had a short clip, but... Is this how your people do this? It's my people.
It's my people. I don't even know what the hell I'm watching.
The guy on fucking roller skates.
Why is he on roller skates? In the,
I don't know.
It's weird.
I went in. I don't know what they're doing. What? Yeah, it's the same. It just looks sharper here.
They look nicer on your phone.
Yeah, my screen. This is like from 12 years ago. Who makes a fucking netbook anymore?
You should get a Chromebook.
Well, they don't even use the Windows OS, though.
No, you don't need that. What do you need that for? Do everything in Google. Google!
Fuck Google.
Google!
The devil. Didn't you see the shit they were doing in China? Where it's coming to the United States.
I know.
They're censoring the internet for China.
Of course. They do that everywhere. There's a part of the internet none of us will ever see. Block it.
What if you use like a Yahoo or like a Bing?
Same shit.
What about Alta Vista?
Alta Vista.
Bing. Or what's the
Bing.
Other
you should be using Bing because you can collect points.
Or Microsoft rewards.
Yeah, you can buy like Xbox subscriptions, Microsoft dollars, just for doing just using your computer.
I use my computer. All right.
You can get paid to whack off. Literally.
I usually do.
Do you get paid to whack off? Good for you.
That's it.
That's been this week's edition of My Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Yeah, thanks for playing.